This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchem Habaim. We're continuing in Mesachas Ksubais, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Now, going back to the first Mishnah in Hamadir, the Mishnah said that if someone takes a neder to aser his wife from getting hana from him, so for up till 30 days you appoint a parnes, more than that, you have to divorce and you give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the husband is a Yisrael, then for 1 month you could keep her. So that's the exact same thing as a Tanakama. The Tanakama says until 30 days you appoint a parnes. And Rabbi Yehuda says, likewise, up to 30 days you could keep her. Yes, granted, Rabbi Yehuda does say that if he's a Kohen, he could keep her for 2 months. But he also says the first point. And regarding the first point, it seems to be in exact agreement with what the Tanakhama said. What would the difference be between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda regarding Yisrael? Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. Hainu Tanakhama. That's the same opinion as the Tanakhama. Amar Abai, Abai said, Koyhenes Asla Shminan. Granted, that's the same thing as the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is trying to teach me that if she was an Eishes Kohen, then you could slide with her, then she would stay for even 2 months. Because if he divorces her, then he'll never be able to take her back. Rava Amar. Rava says, Chodesh Malei v'Chodesh Chasar Ikabaneo. The difference would be a full month as opposed to a 29-day month. The Tanakhama says that 30 days. 30 days means not 29 days. You're allowed the neder. You'll appoint a parnes for a full 30 days. That's sort of beyond a chodesh chasar, a full 30 days. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a month. A Jewish month is even 29 days. Now we're going to have a Gemara that we basically had this Gemara earlier on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And of course, you all remember that. So it goes without saying, because I know you remember what we learned 2.5 months ago. So the Gemara says like this. Because the Mishnah said that if you make a neder, up to 30 days you appoint a parnes. More than that, you have to give a ksuba. Now, what does it mean, up to 30 days you appoint a parnes? Does that mean you made the neder for 30 days? Or even, let's say, you made the neder longer than 30 days. Still up to 30 days you appoint a parnes. What is this din of that the Mishnah is saying, that up to 30 days you appoint a parnes? Is that when you made a neder for 30 days? Or what if you made a neder indefinitely? Do you still appoint a parnes for 30 days? So that's Machlekes, Rav, and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said, Lo yishanu ela b'mafarish. The Mishnah that says you appoint a parnes for 30 days is only if you explicitly say that the neder is for 30 days. Avo bestam, what if you make a neder indefinitely? Yoytze la'alter v'yithing suba. Then we don't say support her for 30 days. If you make an indefinite neder, then you divorce her immediately and you give her a ksuba. That's the opinion of Rav. The Mishnah is only talking about where you made the neder for 30 days. Says Gemara, Ushmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Afilu bestam. Even if you made the neder for longer than 30 days, you still appoint the parnes for 30 days. Why? Lo yoytzi, you don't divorce her right away. Shema yimtza pesach lenedrei, because you might find an opening on the neder. Okay, so that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you only appoint the parnes if you're mefarish the neder. Stam, you'd get divorced right away. Shmuel says even stam, Lo yitz lo yitzi, shema yimtza pesach lenedrei. Says the Gemara, what? This has already been a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Flugiba chadazim na. They already argued one time. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah earlier on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Hamadris ishtami tashmish hamita. One who assered his wife in tashmish hamita. How do you do that? You say the hana of your tashmish is assered to me. So Beishamai says, Shtei Shabbasis. You could slide with her for 2 weeks, two Shabbasis. Beis Hillel says, Shabbos Achas, one Shabbos. And again, we have this Machlokes, Amarav Machlokes B'Mefarish. The Machlokes, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks, is if you say explicitly, Avo Bestam, if it's an indefinite Nadar Yotzil Altiv Yutin Ksuba, you have to get divorced right away and you give a Ksuba. Shmuel Amar and Shmuel says, Afilu Bistam Nami, even Stam. Also, you don't get divorced right away. Lo Yoitz, you don't get divorced right away. Shama Yimza Pesach Anidrai. Maybe you'll find the Pesach for the Nedar. So, why do we need a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel both when you asser your wife in Tashma Shamita and when you Madras Ishtai Milei Honoislai? Why do I need a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in both cases? Says the Gemara Tzricha, I need both of them. If it would just talk about there by Tashma Shamita, maybe only over there, Rav said that if it's indefinite, you get divorced right away. Bahi kama Rav. Only there, Rav said, Mishum Zolay Efshe Beparnes, because it's not possible to maybe there, Rav said that you get divorced right away because by Tashma Shamita Mishnah Lei Efshe Beparnes, it's not possible to appoint a middleman to have relations with her for the husband. So that's when Rav says you get divorced right away. Aval Baha, but when it's just Mezoinois to Efshe Beparnes, maybe Ema Moidele L'Shmuel, maybe he would agree to Shmuel that you don't get divorced right away if it's stama. V'yid mar baha, and if we just had the machlokes by mezoinos, maybe baha kamar shmol, maybe their shmol says you don't get divorced right away. Mishum de'efshir b'parnes. There it's possible to appoint a middleman. Avo b'ahi, but by tasha shamita, ema moidele l'rav. I would say maybe he's moide to Rav. So therefore, tzricha, I need both machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, moving right along. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tnan, Hamadiras Ishtoi Shalai Titoim Echad Mikol HaPeirais. The Mishnah says, if someone takes a nedar, he asks his wife not to taste from any of the fruits. Yoitzi V'yitin Ksuba. You get divorced and you give a ksuba. So someone who assers his wife not to taste any of the fruits, you have to get divorced right away. Why do you have to get divorced right away? Why don't you wait 30 days? So you could say, Bishlam al-Rav, who says that when you make a neder stam, you get divorced right away. Man kan bestam. You could say, here we're talking about, where you didn't say it should only be for 30 days. You unqualified assered your wife in the Hana of Peirois. So then Rav would say you get divorced right away. Kan b'mefarish. In the earlier part of the Mishnah, you explicitly said it's only for a month. Ela l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel, even if you give a unqualified, make an unqualified neder, even if you do it for an indeterminate amount of time, still, you don't get divorced right away. You're Yamed Parnas for 30 days. Kasha, it's Shver. Meaning, according to Shmuel, you can't say the Seif of the Mishnah is where you're Menader Stam, because there's no difference according to Shmuel. Either way, Afilu B'Stam Lo Yaitzi. Says the Gemara, no, here you made a mistake. You know what the case is over here? It's not talking about where the man just made a neder. It's talking about where she made a neder and he was mekayim it. So where she made the neder and he did not, he was not mevatel it, then Shmuel concedes, then you get divorced right away. That she can't handle. Then it's Yoytzi B'ting Subal Alter. Because what are you waiting for? If he made a neder from her getting hanaf from him, maybe he'll find a Pesach for his neder. However, if she made the neder, and he was mekayim it, so what are you going to do? You're going to look for a Pesach for her neder? Why? She obviously, she's asking for the ksuba, Rashi says. She wants to get divorced. The case is, she made the neder. So, and she wants to get divorced. She's not going to look for a Pesach for the neder. In other words, in the Reisha, where he made the neder. So then Shmuel says, let's see, maybe he'll look for a Pesach for the neder. But if in the Seifa she made the neder, and she's asking for the ksuba, so she's not going to look for a Pesach for the neder. She made the neder. He was mekayim it. Because Rameir holds that why do you get divorced right away? Because when she makes the neder and he verifies it, you know what that's like? He instigated it. He incited her. It's called Hu Nosein Ezba Bein Shina. He put his fingers between her teeth. That's clearly what Rav Meir holds. Now, why are we saying it's Rav Meir? It's because it's a Stam Mishnah. So presumably, the reasoning for Hamader Sishta Shlei Titam Echomi Kala Peirois Yoytze V'Yiteng Siba. If we're saying Kugoin Shanadra Hi V'Kayim La Ihu, we're trying to explain the Stam Mishnah. So we presume it's Rav Meir. And Rav Meir holds that when she makes a neder and he's mekayim it, he's sticking his finger between her teeth. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'sava Rabbi Meir Hu Nosein Ezba Bein Shineha? Does Rav Meir hold he placed his finger between her teeth? Does Rav Meir say he's the one who instigated it? Vatani, we learned in a braisa, Ha'isha shenadra benazir, a woman who is menader to be a nazir. She asked herself in wine. V'shama bala, and her husband heard. V'loi heferla, and he did not annul it. So Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Oimrim, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say, he nasna etzva v'inshina, she is instigating things. She is causing problems in the marriage by prohibiting herself in wine. Lefikach imratza bala hafer, yafer. If the Baal wants to be mefer, the Baal could be mefer. And the imam, if the Baal says, "Efshi b'ishenadranis," I don't want a woman who's making nedarim. Tate say she goes out shaloi b'ksuba, because Rav Meir and Rabbi Huda say she instigated it. So if she instigated it, the husband could say, "I don't want such a wife," and she should go out without a ksuba. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lazar, Oimrim, no, who knows saying as a minshana? He instigated it. Lefikach imratza Baal lahafer. If the Baal wants to be made for it, Yafer, he couldn't be made for it. V'mamra, if he says, Yef Shabish Nadronis, I don't want a woman who takes a neder, she gets a ksuba because he's the one who instigated it. Yoytzi v'yiteng ksuba. But Lamaisa, we're saying that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say, she instigated it. That's why she won't get a ksuba. But that's not consistent with the way we just learned the Mishnah, that the reason why he could divorce her is because the reason why Hamadar Asishta Shalei Tita Mecha Mikala Peirois, the reason why Yoytzi V'Yiteng Ksuba is because it's Rav Meir, and Rav Meir holds Hu Nosein Ezba Bein Shineha, and here we're saying Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say He Nasna Ezba Bein Shineha. Says the Gemara, No. Epach, Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda Omrim, who? Change the Gersa. Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, they say he's the one who caused it. And since he's the one who caused it, she goes out with a ksuba. So we're changing Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda with Rab Yosef and Rab Elazar. And Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda say, "Hu noisein etza ben shinah." Then it would come out that Rab Yosef and Rab Elazar hold she did it. Rab Yosef and Rab Elazar, Imrim hinasna. Says more of a sub. Rab Yosef hinasna. Well, Rab Yosef and Rab Elazar. Does Rab Yosef hold she did it? Does Rabbi Yossi say she's responsible for the nether? But Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Va'aniyos, this is the end of the Mishnah, a poor woman that the husband is menader against her tachshiten, then she goes out, that type of nether, is if you do it indefinitely. Now, if the case is she made the nether and he was mekayim it, then it has to be he instigated it. So you can't say Rabbi Yossi holds she did it, because in the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi has to hold he did it. So in the Mishnah Rabbi Meir has to hold he did it and Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi he nasna. Would Rabbi Yossi say she did it? Well, time we learned in the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi Amir Banios by a poor woman, you would have to divorce her with and she would get the ksuba, shaloi nosan kitzva, if it was indefinite. So that means Rabbi Yossi has to hold, like Rabbi Meir, he did it. So the Gemara says, Ema Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yossi, Oimim hu noisein. Say Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi says he's the one who instigated. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Oimim hi nasna. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say she did it. Says Gemara, Vesav Rabbi Yehuda hi nasna. Would Rabbi Yehuda say she did it? But if you look in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's his doing also. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Yisrael Yom Echad Yikayim, that in a case where someone makes a neder that she can't taste one type of fruit, and we said it's talking about where she made the neder and he was Mekayim, and you divorce her without a ksuba, that has to be also that she did it. Excuse me, that has to be that he did it. So you can't say Rabbi Yehuda holds she did it. V'hatnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Yisrael Yom Echad Yikayim. Says Gemara Ella, it has to be from our Mishnah we see both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, he did it. And the only one who would say that when she makes an eder and he's Mekayim it, she's the one who's starting up is Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Omer he nasna. Rabbi Lezer is the one who says she did it. So you say, but that's not a consistent presentation, because usually if you have four Tanoim and you have a Machloikis, it's usually two and two. And now we're putting all the Tanoim in the Mishnah on the side of he instigated Rab Meir, Rab Yossi, and Rab Yehuda. Says the Gemara, V'imtim tzolayim razugi zugi katani, and if you're going to say it was taught pairs and pairs, the truth is the Mishnah never says the name Rab Meir. We're just assuming that the Tana of the Mishnah who says that he instigated is Rav Meir, because usually Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. But it's usually, it's not always. Not every Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. It's a general rule, but all rules are sometimes broken. Ema Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer Imrim Hinasna. Rather say Rabbi Lezer and Rav Meir and Rabbi Lezer say she caused it. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Imrim Hunaisein. And v'hastama d'like Rav Meir, and the Stam Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. Okay. Now we're going to end off the Amud with an interesting question. Because the Mishnah ended off that Rav Yossi holds that if a woman takes a neder that she's not going to be miskashed with one of the types of perfumes, and he's mekayim it, he divorces her and he gives her a ksuba, because he's instigating the neder. But that implies that he has a right to be mefer a neder that the wife makes when she says she's not going to use perfume. Says the Gemara, V'sar Rabbi Yossi, he nasna, does Rabbi Yossi hold? She's the one, I'm sorry. V'sar Rabbi Yossi, ba'aniyo shalai nasan kitzba, does Rabbi Yossi hold that by a poor woman it's considered a neder that will cause the marriage to be terminated if it's indefinite, which means the husband could have been mefer, alma bal matzi mefer, that implies the husband could have been mefer such a neder. Or a minu bal askistira, that the bal cannot be mefer, the bal is only allowed to be mefer things that are afflictive of her. Or a minu bal askistira, elu dvarim shahabal mefer, the following things the husband could be mefer, dvarim sheish b'hem inoy nefesh, things that are an affliction to her. Let's say im erchatz, whether she says, I aser washing if I wash, I aser the hanas rechitza on myself if I wash, or she swears she won't wash, or she asers hanas kishud if she's miskashet. If she won't be miskashet. And Rabbi Yossi says no, washing and being miskashet is not are not nedarim that the baal can be mefer. In elu nidre inoy nefesh, these are not nedarim of affliction that the husband could say, well, if you're not going to do that, I'm allowed to step in and be mefer. The husband could only be mefer in a dharma of affliction. Ein elu nidre inay nefesh, ve'eluhin nidre inay nefesh, the following are nidre inay nefesh. If she says, shalaya echal basa, I'm not going to eat meat, v'shalaya shtayan, I'm not going to drink wine, v'shalaya skashib, v'vigdei tzavayinim, or I'm not going to wear colored garments. So, how could you say that Rabbi Yossi holds the Baal is allowed to be mefer a neder if she says, I'm not going to be miskashet? Being miskashet is not one of the things the Baal has the right to be mefer. So Zumar HaChav Ma'iski, you know we're talking about it over here in the Mishnah, when she says, I won't be miskashet, we're talking about bedvarim shabeino lebeina, personal matters. Her using a cream that removes her pubic hair. And that's something that affects his relations with her, and therefore it's something he's able to be mefer, and therefore, if he's mekayim it, so then he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba, because it's his instigation. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here. I wish everyone a wonderful evening. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.